If someone is mistaken in the Sefira HaOmer, he says Sefira HaOmer, he says the wrong day. But Toch Kadei Dibur, he retracts and he says the right day, so he's good. Toch Kadei Dibur, that's the amount of saying Shalom Alecha Rebbe. For example, if he says tonight, Hayom, Shlosha Asar Yamim LaOmer, Shehem Shalosh, Shavua v'shisha yamim, and then he says ayom, and he goes right away to say the right one, 14 days. If it's toch kedei dibur, it's beseder. But if it's not toch kedei dibur, then he has a problem. What does he have to do? Say a bracha again. He said the bracha in the wrong counting. Beseder.
Very simple. So.
People say also in the morning, how much day is it to the Omer after the davening? A few reasons. First of all, not to always have in mind the Omer. The second reason, for those people which forgot to count, let's just say right now, and then that night they'll be able to count with the bracha. Also, when you write the letter, how much to write. To write the day of the Omer, you write a letter. Yeah, they write so and so le matmonim.
Should you do that on a post?
Why not?
If you're doing it in Jerusalem and the person reading it is in LA,
You're writing it. When did you write it? That's what you're writing. You're not writing what he wrote. What he's reading. You're writing what you wrote. When you wrote it. Didn't do it. You wrote it and then in that date.
Right, but if it's 12 hours ahead of the person who's reading it.
How are you sending it then?
It's an electronic post.
Ah.
On the internet.
Maybe that could be a problem. Because then you might count the wrong day.
Right.
That's proof you shouldn't be on the internet.
Or you could just write in Jerusalem.
Yeah. Normal time day.
Because normally I don't put that on that. And like I just did a post last night on Yom HaShoah.
The buses were displaying on the screen.
Today is the 9th day of Yom HaShoah. And some guy wrote on the newspaper. What day you're
going to
count in the evening when
you
wake up in the
yesterday.
You say, I'm
going to
count.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
today
day.
Will be the 14th day of the Omer. Tonight.
So
but when it's night, when it's Ben HaShemashah, then you can't say. You said yesterday, then you say what you counted the day before. Yeah. If, you know that the halacha is that if someone forgot to count the whole 24 hours till the next counting, then he doesn't count with the bracha anymore. Why doesn't he count? Because the machloket is considered is the omer is the one mitzvah from beginning to end, and therefore if you broke it in the middle, you can't continue. Or each day the separate mitzvah, and then you can make a bracha even if you forgot. The machloket. And since we have a rule that when it comes to brachas, we go lenient and we don't make the bracha, so therefore if someone forgot, you can't count anymore. Question is, if there's a rav. It's a big rav. He has a shul, a community. And he forgot to count one day. He got confused or whatever happened. And then he comes to the shul, and he's the one who counts every night. And now he's going to be embarrassed to be bizayon for the Torah, bizayon for him. So the poskim say that he is able to continue counting with the bracha. He's samech on those which say it's okay. But stam, a private person, he shouldn't continue counting. If someone forgot to count at night, we know he could say in the morning, in the daytime, before the next counting, to say the how much it is to the Omer without a bracha. The bracha is only at night. Question is, if someone forgot to say the Omer during the day, rather he wrote it. He wrote a letter and he wrote how much it is to the Omer. He didn't count and he didn't say. He wrote. Plus you say he could continue counting also. Next night.
He asked me yesterday about
Yeah.
Why?
I can hear the bracha again. No? I said, well, the Spinoff the Word Parma's purpose is a spiritual remedy. Let's say you have a person with epilepsy. Every day he's got to take a medicine.
If he didn't take the pill one day.
Take a pill once, he's going to have an epileptic attack. And you can't give him twice the next day because he'll get an overdose.
Mashal yafa.
You know, it's an interesting mitzvah, the counting of the overdose, because I've always found it to be so mystical that I don't know about most Jews, I have no idea what's going on.
What's what?
All this stuff is going on in the universe, and I'm saying one little sentence within the universe, and you know, my wife and I have a book, and it tells us, you know, what does it mean,
the gvura, the chesed, the mystery.
Talk about that. But it is really a huge task. I don't think it's the opportunity. I mean, it's a huge task. Because you're like putting together so many different pieces of life.
But simply to us, Alaus, I said this yesterday, Yisrael Shabbos, so it's really in Sefer HaChinuch that the main thing that we have to think about when we're counting is the yearning, we're counting to receive the Torah. We're looking forward to receive the Torah because every year we receive the Torah again in Chag Shavuot. Yeah, it's the looking forward. That's the main thing. The simple idea we have to think of. Anticipating. We're looking forward. We're only going to get the Torah. He made it early Shabbos. Yeah, like now it's the summer. A lot of people have an early Shabbos. And after he accepted Shabbos, he realized that he didn't count the yesterday's sphere. And it's already Shabbos. Still, he could count without a bracha the day before. And then at night, count with a bracha. Okay. No? Which is more frequent?
That's kind of more casual.
Today is obviously...
Kiddush Levana is how many times a year?
12.
And
what? Oh. 49, technically.
The mice of the minhag is 49. It's Svet Omer goes first.
It depends, like you just said. It's counting over one mitzvah all the days, or it's counting over each day individual mitzvah.
Yeah.
Because
it depends on what you're doing. Svet Omer is once a year.
Yeah, that's what you mean. It's one mitzvah.
Around the entire year.
Right. The mice that we do first Kiddush Levana, unless. Maybe do first the Sfirat HaOmer and then Kiddush Levana, unless you're in a place where it's very cloudy and suddenly you see the moon, so everyone should run out, say the bracha, and then you can come back in. Right? Because you don't want to lose out. So, skipping this.
Basically, world with half a year, you don't have to give yourself enough.
Where?
I think our face in the world was several months here, there's no Kiddush Levana.
There's no moon.
Right. Near the poles. That's a trouble with Pollux.
It's a minhag to do Bahab. Meaning Sunday, Thursday, Sunday.
Monday.
Yeah, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Monday, Thursday, and Monday. That you some people fast on these days. Which Monday, Thursday, Monday? Monday, Thursday, Monday, which are after Sukkot and after Pesach. But not right after Sukkot and right after Pesach. Right after the month of Tishrei and after the month of Nisan. Why is it? What is this? Fasting, tshuva days, why is it? Because we're afraid people, maybe because of the happiness of the chag and everything, maybe they did some averot, they drank too much, I don't know, they acted not appropriate. Therefore, there's these 3 days, Monday after Nisan, and after Tishrei, and the Thursday and the Monday. Even if people don't fast, there's special slichos to say, and many shuls they say them, I don't know about Sephardi shuls what they do, but Ashkenazi slichot that we say on those days. Okay. Then there's the inn called Pesach Sheni. Mitzvah Hashem this year will be matkil to call Pesach on Pesach Sheni. But if not, I want you to know there's an event to eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. Not halacha, but they have a little piece of matzah. According to Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, you'll make a motzi on those matzahs. Until Pesach Sheni, you make a motzi on matzahs. According to Rabbi Ovadia, once Pesach is over, you can make mizonot, but Rabbi Ovadia himself never made mizonot on matzah. He always ate it in a meal.
Just with matzot, Avodah Yad.
Avodah Yad is always a matzot.
Always around the year.
Oh, of course, it's like bread. So, now we're going to talk about the laws of Sefirat HaOmer. It says in the Mishneh Berurah, it's not appropriate to increase your simcha, to do a lot of simcha on these days of Lag BaOmer, until Lag BaOmer. Okay. Some people say that to move to a new apartment, if it's not necessary to move, so wait till Lag BaOmer, or if you can, so till Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Not to move stam in the middle if you don't have to. Okay. You're allowed to paint. You're allowed to paint your apartment during this year, no problem. The minhag is not to say Shechiyanu until Lag BaOmer, unless it's Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh. But let's say you have a new fruit. Someone gave you in front of you a new fruit. Your guest by someone, they gave you a new fruit. Your wife bought a new fruit. Ah, look, I bought you a new fruit. So they say Shechiyanu need. You're allowed to say Shechiyanu. But don't go out of your way to go find yourself a Shechiyanu and say it. So we don't buy new clothing. We don't wear it. We buy them. We don't wear new clothing until Lag BaOmer. Okay. What about listening to music? The minhag is not to hear music on these days. We don't hear until Lag BaOmer. We don't hear music. That's the minhag. Okay. They don't know anything.
I mean,
talk about the Torah law.
From the night of Independence Day.
Yeah, also
They have like 20 or 30 bands around Ben Yehuda Street. A point where you had to wear hearing protectors.
Oh yeah, Yom HaTzmur. That also is included, right? There's no exceptions.
Not in the Torah. It doesn't say anything.
No, it doesn't say that
Yom HaSfirut. It doesn't say that Yom HaSfirut could break the Sefirat HaOmer.
None of the rabbis have made an exception to Yom HaSfirut.
Not that I know about.
So, the fact that there's so much in the country that it's having musical or something for Yom HaSfirut, they're just not observing the Sefirot.
Exactly.
Now, what about practicing music?
Exactly. You're allowed to practice music. If you're practicing, right, or you're teaching someone how to play, you're allowed to. It's not the point is not to play music for happiness, for joy. And you're allowed to hear music also without the instrument.
Acapella.
Acapella, yeah. just voice. You're
allowed to hear music without instruments? Yeah. Acapella.
Yeah.
You know, when I lived in Baltimore, we used to do musical programs through the Federation, and I said to the board, I said, we have to be very careful. They didn't know anything about Sphera or nothing. But I was able to find beautiful a cappella music, Jewish music.
Right.
Every year.
Yeah, there's nice things.
And they loved it. They thought it was so fascinating. It was so good. Because I was lucky at Johns Hopkins University, the University of Maryland, and both schools had Jewish acapella groups.
Very good.
So it was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And sneak it in there.
If it is Sudas Mitzvah, Bris, or Pidyon HaBen, could be lenient and have instruments. Yeah. The minhag is that we don't take haircuts until Ashkenazim, until Lag BaOmer in the day, and going to Sephardi until Lamed Daled in the Omer the next day in the morning. Then you can take a haircut. But that's only for men. Women, they have no problem. You take a haircut also on during Sphere the whole time.
So if I was a barber and I went to the room, when could I give haircuts?
In the morning. The minute is in the morning. You're allowed to cut your mustache during Sphere. If it's bothering you to eat or whatever. The day of Lag BaOmer is the day of happiness. Why? Two reasons. Some say because the 24,000 students of Akiva stopped dying. I don't know why is that a reason for happiness, but fine, at least they're not dying. Right? Now you can start crying. But another reason is that Bishir Baruch Hai died on that day, and the day that he died, he revealed big secrets. The Idla Rabba, the Idla Zuta, the Idla Kadisha. And that's why we do Simcha on that day. There's another reason that on that day of the Kiva, after all the students died, he appointed the five new students to be the continuation of the Torah. That's why it's a day of happiness.
He appointed five students?
Yeah.
And if he wouldn't have done that, would have been made before? As we know it,
we're clear. Yeah, I thought so. Another reason, that's the Lag BaOmer was the day that the man began going down from the sun from heaven. The man?
Yeah.
From Shamayim? That day, Lag BaOmer was trying to come down. And Lag BaOmer, we don't say Tachanun. We don't say Matzeach. We don't fast on Lag BaOmer, yeah? Someone who is the father of the baby of the bris, or the sanduk who's going to sit and holding the baby, or the mael, they allowed to take a haircut and tefillah. A person also for business reasons, if he goes now, he's used to shaving, he has a neat beard, now he's going to go and he looks all like this, it might harm his chance to do the good business with the people that he's meeting, so he's allowed to take a haircut at Svila, on Svila, no problem. According to the Arizal, no one takes haircuts, never. From Svila until Shavuos. Okay? From Erev Pesach, according to the Arizal, from Erev Pesach until Shavuos, you don't take a haircut. And Erev Shavuos, you take a haircut. So, and that's the minhag of the Rav also. That's what we do. Okay. Okay? So the next time to get haircut will be an Erev Shavuos. You heard what I just said? No. We don't take a haircut until Erev Shavuos.
You don't take what?
A haircut until Erev Shavuos.
Who's we?
The Rabbah, that's who he does. Oh. According to the Ariza. According to the Ariza, you don't take a haircut until Erev Shavuos. You hear music in Lag BaOmer.
Yeah.
From Lag BaOmer on. Get married and everything. But the haircut, you don't do it until Erev Shavuos.